She was like, "Did you have a nice swim this morning?" What the fuck, lady? Gang, welcome back to another exciting episode of them hard motherfucking feelings.
Ooh, baby.
The road dogs coming at you.
On the road again.
From the Circle K in Tampa Bay, Florida. Man. Haven't seen one piece of water.
I know. There was a puddle out front of the Holiday Inn Express when I woke up today.
It's all gas stations.
And let me tell you, it wasn't clear water neither.
Here with Uncle Kippy driving the vehicle. We're on the road here, Storm Chaser 5. 6 is getting a new transmission. And we're here. We thought it'd be fun to do a little hard feelings on the road. Where hard feelings started.
It did.
In the car.
In the car.
Parked in the Latitude on East 4th Street.
Me and you used to do it, yeah.
Yeah, we did.
Real stinky.
Do a little bang, bros.
Freaky naughty.
Kippy, Kevin James Ryan is here driving the car. We got T-Bone McScruffins in the back seat.
What up?
And the new kid. You know, KJ likes to find talent in odd places. And boy,
I make him share bedrooms with me, too.
Did he strike gold with this this little trollop that we pulled off the strip? Pulled up on a bus, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Cat Daddy Cassidy.
We're merging on a highway, and it's good to be here.
No shit.
Part of Tommy being on this means he has to join at the $10 level. I'm always closing over here.
It's like a make-a-wish. But we're here. We're driving from Tampa to Orlando.
Tampa last night was bonkos.
Bonkos.
Shout out to the Side Splitter. Shout out to everybody that came out.
Yeah, it was good times. Orlando, not so much.
Orlando, the books are a little light.
I feel like we're getting a little taste of the shoot up in the career and the downslide in the career.
Yeah.
Like a little mini version.
It's some nights we're like, this is amazing. We're living our dream. The other nights we're like, who are you again?
32 in Orlando.
Yeah, half are going to show up.
We have like the gray stuff in our hair. It shows us in our future. Like when Seinfeld pictured his life with Kramer coming in at like 60.
Yeah.
Good show last night.
Yeah.
I was.
You got hammer drunk.
Absolutely. Slapped,
I've never seen you that drunk, I don't think.
I was university level hungover this morning.
What were we calling you, Nacho Man Fatty Savage? With your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
Nacho Man Randy Fatass.
That's what it was.
I got him on right now.
Yeah, you're fucking, you're snapping to a Slim Jim glasses.
No, it was snapping to a foot long.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, dude.
Snapping to a calzone.
Dude, outside of that fucking...
I was fucked up, man.
Dude, outside of that bar that was next to a dry cleaner's, you were so fat and so sweaty. Standing there, you were dropping everything.
Everything felt like an orthodontist office, to be honest with you, in those little alcoves and little strip malls, whatever they got down here.
That bar we were in last night felt like a set for, like, Punk'd or something. You know
I was waiting
I mean?
For
like,
John Taffer to walk in. What are you talking about?
It was too,
shut it down!
It was too big, and, like, the walls were bare and stuff.
I got a half a rat quesadilla in my mouth. Taffer runs in. Close it!
Yeah, it was an odd vibe. A good time.
Fucked up last night, 100%. We had a good giggle sesh. When I got there... We did a shot at the bar of Jameson, or at the club of Jameson. Mm-hmm. And then when we got to the thing, I did a shot of fucking tequila with the bartender and an IPA. And then, like, when we left, she gave
me... And the light shut off.
Then the power company
big man go night-night. They didn't pay the bill on the brain.
But then I noticed later in the night that she was all yacked up.
Yeah, she was doing party favors, for sure.
I could tell that bartender was on cocaine when she did 10 minutes of Andrew Dice Clay.
Yeah, she was doing it. She just needed a mic. That's like, she was doing a Dice Clay set.
Hickory,
word
dickory,
for word,
doc.
Like it was 1988.
Lady, I'm trying to finish my cheeseburger.
Give me some fucking space, lady. Where's the ketchup? I asked for silverware.
I don't know where that food came from, too. It didn't look like a bar that had food. And yet they had a 9-page menu.
Yeah.
I didn't see a door to a kitchen or anything. I think she was coming out of the broom closet with it.
I know. Wherever she was, she triple fried my chicken fingers. Those things were fucking... Dude, I've never had a tough chicken finger. This thing was like chewing an oven, a fucking catcher's mitt.
Did you guys clock that hammered dude in the red shirt at the bar?
Oh, he was mumbled to me like he was talking to me like we grew up together.
I thought he knew us,
dude.
He was just talking like we were best friends. He's like, you know what I'm talking about? I'm like, oh god.
At one point, someone was like, yeah, Dan Soder's going to be down at the club, and I just hear him. No one's looking at him. I just hear him from the back of the corner of the bar just go, hey, Dan Soder.
But he was real mumbles, and then you would get one word. He might have heard Dan Soder. I got to say, I fucking love Florida. Love the shit. I would move down here in a fucking heartbeat.
Yeah, man.
If Tootie got the scratch together. I've said this about Texas and about Florida. It's the only two states where you land and immediately know you're in Texas and Florida. Like, you don't land in Florida and, like, am I in fucking... Like, you know right away where you're at.
It's because all of a sudden you have 104 fever.
Uber driver coughing on you. Get called a pussy for having the vax.
Your net worth goes up 20% and you got 104 screamer. Holy shit. Ooh, look at this. We're coming over. Finally, some water.
Yeah,
this is nice.
Yeah, this dude, it's fucking lovely. It's my perfect kind of trash. I love it. It's people who are like day drinking, just fucking hanging out. A lot of boats. A lot of fucking fish.
It's weird and scary for me to think about that, but I think naturally my mind has started to go in that direction of like, fuck, I could like live down here. I could fucking, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like, you could start to see it in your head.
Oh, for sure.
I'd want to bring everybody, though. I wouldn't want to be able to move away that far away from my family. I'd want to bring everybody in, like, a little compound.
Yeah, nobody wants to move to Florida. Everybody has their own lives.
Get a little cul-de-sac. Tommy, would you come down and live here?
Yeah, no, I love it down here. I also feel that way, too. And I feel like I'm joking, but I'm serious. I love it. Yeah. You can breathe better.
There is a thing, too, of, like, you know, obviously being, you know, all the COVID restrictions and everything, like, of being, you know, the lockdown, the fucking mask, the this, the that, the outdoor, I still, like, when I'm walking to the hotel, I'm like, oh, shit, where's my mask? And I'm like, oh, it doesn't fucking matter, dude.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like,
clean
that, that level of, like, oh, you can clear your mind of, like, all of these anxieties you've had over the past 2 years of, like, where's my mask, this or that, or, hey, you know, like, you're just like, oh, you're, like, living again, and I forget what it was like.
Man,
you know.
Fucking Ted Cruz over here. Look out. Kippy's leaning.
I'm going to fucking pull over, paint this car red.
Dude, I can see the whole Foley clan down here cruising around the neighborhood in one of those bars that's made of bikes. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about.
You're in the middle holding court. You got your...
I just had to make a power move driving, by the way. I don't know if anybody picked up on that. One-handed doing a pod, too.
You're trying to be fucking Phil Donahue and Mario Andretti at the same time. Keep your eyes on the road, bozo. 10-2, goddammit. I know Toby can move down here. And you know what I saw last night? A little bit behind the curtain, almost a complete meltdown. Before the show, we put the screen up to get the emails going and all,
sure.
and all that, and
sometimes they don't come. Sometimes the audience isn't really, you know, prompt. Like sometimes they have to be like, "Hey, submit your questions." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when we don't, you know,
you got to coax them a little bit sometimes. And T-Bone usually goes out and makes an announcement. T-Bone's
hey,
running
up,
around.
Guys?
He gets everything set up. He's doing great. He comes back. One thing he's looking for when he walks in the green room, we're sitting there picking our teeth, was Bernie's. Who's got the Bernie's?
All
Foley
out.
Bernie.
Fresh out
everybody,
of Bernardino's.
First time.
It was like Prohibition.
First time in 18 months that no ammo. We're fucking out. And again, we're in a honeycomb of fucking dentist's office.
Yeah.
So who knows where we're going to find Bernie's. So T-Bone walks in, typical passive-aggressive fashion, bolts out of the room, doesn't say anything, and goes on an exodus dirtbag Tampa Bay journey to find
cigarettes.
Jumping
medians and shit in the road.
Meanwhile, the club pulls the trigger. They start playing the intro video. Kippy's got like four questions. They're all about teeth.
They're also all from the same drunk guy.
Yeah, from the same one drunk guy.
Who's a $10 member, by the way.
And Kippy's freaking out.
Let us know.
Yeah.
Kippy's freaking out. I'm freaking out. Kippy went in to do the announcement as T-Bone rushed in with fucking four or five packs of Bernie.
He's sitting there with a bag full of Bernie's going, ladies and gentlemen, if you want your questions answered, I go, where the fuck did you just come from? This guy's nowhere to be found. I walk in to do the announcement. You're sitting there. You got the mic in your hand and a fucking cache of Bernie's.
And I had run across a four-lane stretch of road, two parking lots. So I'm sitting there like, hey, ladies and gentlemen, thanks so much for coming out.
Yeah. Maybe it's a sign you don't need the Bernie's, too.
I heard the announcement. He darted into the green room 2 seconds later, threw a pack of Bernie's at me, looking for a fight.
No.
Waiting for me to say something, and
no.
I did. I was like, dude, where'd you go, or whatever. I was like, you pulled it off. But that was fucking dicey.